Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The movie that has been like a crazy event. It's a cult classic that has these revival screenings where audience members participate. I've never been to any of them because I have never seen this movie until this week. For whatever reason, it's a movie that I've always wanted to watch, but just never got around to it. And I've heard, you know, it being brought up multiple times in movie type conversations about how great it is. And finally, I was like, well, you know, I'm doing these reviews of classic movies that are blind spots to me, so no better time for me to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show and see what I'm missing. And I love this movie. It's not my favorite movie, but I have a lot of love for this movie. I had a great time watching it. It makes complete sense why people love this movie, and I would love to go to one of these, you know, revival screenings where audience members participate, because I think that makes so much sense. Because the music in this movie is so fun. It's so good. Like, just as music, not like as music from a musical music, but just as music. Tim Curry's performance is great as Frankenfurter. There's a giant mix of like horror, little sci-fi, a lot of like gender nonconformity, and, you know, just kind of like just openness with sexuality, and just like a blend of all of these great things, and then great like everything. Interesting story, kind of pretty basic story. And I'm sure there's tons of references that I am not getting, but there's a lot of references to a lot of things in this movie. It actually felt like there were aspects of this movie that I was missing out on because I just didn't know what they were referring to or whatever. You know, it's similar to when I watch a lot of DC comic book movies, where it means a lot more. The movies are better if you are also a fan of the comic books and have seen of all the movies and fill in all these gaps, you know, that are basically just referred to. They're not really, you know, they're like plot details that are just kind of referred to instead of. But so it's kind of that feeling, like that, like I feel like I'm missing out on something, an extra ingredient that would make this an even better experience. But I really enjoyed it. A little over 4 years ago, I started The Many Faces. It's an ongoing series of abstract ink portraits. Each piece is improvised. Each piece is released daily. Start collecting now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF. That stands for The Many Faces. And save yourself 25%. When you use coupon code RTS, that stands for The Ray Taylor Show, because that's what you're listening to, and I love you. So I want you to save 25% when you use that coupon code. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF and use coupon code RTS to save 25% when you start collecting one of over 1,600 original ink paintings. By myself, I made them. Support me. I love you. Back to the show. You know, as far as musicals go, probably some of the best music. Like the story, not the best story. I don't think the story is like whatever. It's like, spoilers. He's an alien that is on the planet to do whatever. I forget, you know, they're sent there. That's what Frankenfurter is, an alien. And the people that worked for him, like the maid and the doorman, were both aliens. And they were there to, you know, explore humanity or whatever. But Frankenfurter was using the technology to just make people to you know, that are fun to hang out with, and people that he can put on shows. You know, at one point there is a stage play going on within a movie based on a stage play, because apparently this was based on a stage play that was adapted to the screen. So it's, you know, King Kong references. I don't know if I brought that up already. There's a narrator that's kind of, you know, telling the story of how this newly married couple, you know, wound up at Frankenfurter's mansion. All of the bikers that show up, like a big biker group shows up, and they're all like just the people that you would least suspect to be into motorcycles. Like, aside from Meatloaf, everybody else is somebody that you would never think would be riding a motorcycle. So it's like there's so much like uniqueness to this movie that it makes me feel like I am ignorant to things that are being referred to, whether it's other movies or other things in pop culture. Maybe it was, you know, things from the time it was released in 1975. I don't know what it is, but there's so much stuff in this movie for being a fairly basic kind of B-movie type of a story that it feels like there's hidden depths that I'm not aware of. But I enjoyed it. He makes Rocky is his monster, right? If we're doing the Frankenstein story aspect of this movie. I mean, the building is Transylvania, which, you know, it makes sense because Tim Curry's character is either a trans woman or possibly a cross-dresser. I don't know exactly how he identifies in this movie, clearly bisexual, because there's a fun scene where he tricks both individual married people in the married, these newly married couple. He tricks each of them individually into having sex with him, which is hilarious. I mean, he tricks the woman first, and then he goes into the dude's room, and they both act in the exact same way about mildly putting up defense against it, but then easily giving that up to just let go and enjoy having beautiful sex with Tim Curry. So it's fun. There's a lot of fun parts. It felt long. I don't know why. It's only an hour and 40 minutes. You know, by the time he's like turning people into stone, oh, Great Scott. I thought Great Scott had only been said in Back to the Future movies. So that was Dr. What's his name? Dr. Everett Scott. Is a doctor in this movie that's part of the story or whatever. So just the line Great Scott stood out to me. But, you know, when it gets to the point where he's turning people into stone, and then putting on like a stage play, which I thought was fun, but it just felt like, because I was so confused of like, what is the story, like, is there a narrative through line? Because it just feels like just a bunch of stuff, which is fine too, because it's fun in that way. Join Inspired Disorder Plus today. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus to join. Membership includes members-only discounts and deals. You get access to the Ray Taylor Show completely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes. You get access to the complete live painting archive. You also get access to every single podcast ever produced by Inspired Disorder, hosted by Ray Taylor. You get access to Ray Taylor's personal blog, as well as the opportunity to ask me any questions. So if you want to start a podcast, you're into art, ask me anything. And so many more things are being added every day to Inspired Disorder Plus. So sign up today, become a member, head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become an Inspired Disorder Plus member today. And then Rocky, his performance, aside from just being a hot dude, is pretty bad. Like, when it comes to everybody being in stone form and then coming, being reanimated on stage, and they're doing this like dance number and like this bustier and high heels, and clearly this dude, if he can dance, definitely can't in heels. The singing part's not great. Oh, it's also got Susan Sarandon, which was crazy. That was pretty fun too. A young Susan Sarandon. Yeah. So, I really enjoyed the movie. For sure, like, I don't know how often I'll rewatch it. It feels like a movie that benefits from watching it with other people around, because it is a lot of fun. The music is great. The music, Tim Curry is great in this movie. He is great in this movie. Susan Sarandon's okay. Her singing parts are okay. But the songs are great. Yeah, it's like a lot of fun. Watching it alone, I mean, it's still fun. But I don't know. It's I wouldn't not watch it. I like this movie, obviously. But just thinking about situations in the future, watching it again, I know I will. I for sure want to check out, you know, one of those revival screenings. That just seems like fun. The only other movie that I really know of that has those types of screenings where you get like audience participation is The Room. Which that's a crazy movie too. I don't know if maybe I should rewatch that and do it. It's like regarded as one of the worst movies ever made. So people go to these screenings and make fun of it. So it's a little bit different energy because it's like an unintentional comedy. It's different energy than the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is intentionally supposed to be fun. I mean, this movie is so much of being hedonistic and letting go and having fun and just not being, what was the line? Don't dream it, be it, is kind of the whole motto of this movie, which is a great, you know, great message. Definitely something to live by. Don't just dream about doing whatever it is you want to do. You just do it. Be it. You know, you want to be an artist? Don't dream about being an artist one day. Start painting. Start drawing. And when you do those things regularly, that's what you are. You know, if you drive a bus every day, you're a bus driver. If you draw and paint every day, you're an artist. Don't dream it, be it. So I really enjoy that. And it's kind of fun, you know, as far as a mad scientist movie / stage producer, like, you know, it's got a lot of fun stuff. So I enjoyed it. I'm glad I watched it. Obviously, if you're a fan of that movie, my review probably disappointing on some level. No in-depth thoughts on things, which I don't know how. I would love to actually listen to people talk about this movie who are big fans of it, because I think like I said, it feels like there's a lot that is missing for me, potentially. Or it could just be random references and things. I don't know. Either way, I love it. If you haven't seen it, 100% watch it. It's a fun ride. It's a fun movie. Like a really fun, like a B movie with like an A+ soundtrack. Tim Curry's performance is great. And, you know, it's just a wacky, wacky time. So check it out. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.